Harper Audio presents The Long Mars by Terry Pratchett and Stephen Baxter, performed by Michael Fenton Stevens. Chapter 1. The High Megas, remote worlds most still unpopulated, even in the year 2045, 30 years after Step Day. Up there you could be utterly alone, one soul in an entire world. It did funny things to the mind, thought Joshua Valiente. After a few months alone, you got so sensitive that you thought you could tell if another human, even just a single person, arrived to share your world. One other human, maybe on the other side of the planet. The princess and the pea wasn't in it. And the nights were cold and big, and the starlight was all aimed at you. And yet, Joshua thought, even on an empty world, under an empty sky, other people always crowded into your head. People like his estranged wife and his son, and his sometime travelling companion Sally Lindsay, and all the people of the suffering datum Earth in the aftermath of Yellowstone, 5 years after the eruption. And Lobsang, always Lobsang. Given his unusual origins, Lobsang had necessarily become something of an authority on the work known in the West as the Tibetan Book of the Dead. Perhaps its most familiar title to Tibetans was the Bardo Thodol, roughly translated as Liberation Through Hearing. This funerary text, intended to guide the consciousness through the intervals between death and rebirth, had no single agreed edition. With origins in the 8th century, with time, it had passed through many hands, a process that had bequeathed many different versions and interpretations. Sometimes, as Lobsang had surveyed the state of...